96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. More protests this afternoon in Ferguson, Missouri. Demonstrators attempted to shut down a freeway. This latest action comes a month and a day after unarmed black teenager Michael Brown was shot and killed by a white police officer there. What has happened in Ferguson, Missouri over the past several weeks? Well, we're updating you tonight. My guest is Gerald Sanders, founder and president of On Us, an organization addressing inequities in the African-American community. The lines are open tonight at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Again, we want to remind you that because of technical upgrades here at the station, the Daily Drum will end tonight at 7:30. Ms. Sanders, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
And thank you for having me.
Tell me about today's protest. What happened on I-70 and what was behind the protest?
Well, again, the protest has the purpose has been to call for a special prosecutor in lieu of the prosecutor who is now handling the matter, which is who happens to be Bob McCullough, and also to call for the arrest of Darren Wilson, the officer who executed Mike Brown without calls or provocation.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's my understanding that Governor Jay Nixon has refused to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the shooting. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And given McCullough's record, given his pattern, and there's no better predictor of the future than the past, there is great concern that he will not succeed, or nor does he want to succeed in indicting the officer who is responsible for the killing of Michael Brown.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the latest action, of course, this happening this afternoon in Ferguson. But last night there was a meeting. It was a city council meeting that was heavily attended by the members of the Ferguson community. Can you kind of describe to me what happened for those who did not see the video, did not hear the emotion that was happening there?
Yes, there was a very large gathering, and it was the first city council meeting that occurred subsequent to the killing of Mike Brown. And city council attempted, I guess, to allay the attendees by having drafted ordinances to create a citizen review board with no input from the public. And that, of course, the public found that to be quite disrespectful, and it definitely elevated the level of disgust, as well as many residents took the opportunity to convey the experiences that they had been having in the city of Ferguson. And some of them were just absolutely unbelievable experiences.
Give me an example of what you mean by unbelievable. And I'm imagining that you are talking about experiences after the death of Michael Brown.
No, they were relaying the pattern of abuse that had occurred in the city over the years.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
We'll go right ahead, please.
Well, there was one lady, I found her story particularly disturbing. She was complimenting and applauding the audience, saying that she had lived in such fear of the police, and that the audience's, the participants, their open expression of their distaste for the tactics that had been employed, she empowered her. And she went on to relay that she had had an incident whereby she had recently been released from the hospital after surgery. Her young son, I think it was 16 or 17, was outside. The police stopped him, and she called him into the home. They stopped him for no cause. And to avoid a situation, she called him into the home. She relayed that the police kicked her door down, came into her house, threw her on the floor, arrested her, and her I can't recall if she said they arrested her son, but she said that on the way to the police station, the two officers in the car had a conversation as to what are we going to charge her with? And she conveyed that she walked away with five charges.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. We are talking to Gerald Sanders, who is the founder and president of On Us. It is an organization addressing inequities in the African-American community. She is in Ferguson, Missouri. She is on the ground there talking about some of the things that have been happening over the past several weeks. We do have a truncated program tonight because of technical upgrades, but I still can take a few calls at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. What has happened to the Michael Brown Memorial that sits in the area where he was killed? Is it still there? Has it grown? Has it shrunken? Can you tell me?
I was there. I have not been there recently. I did see photographs, and it seems that the residents in the area and those visiting the site have continued to memorialize Michael with different balloons by adding to the memorial.
Mm-hmm. What about the Brown family? The last time that we have seen them, Michael's parents specifically, his mother and his father, was really at his funeral, and then of course after that in New York with Al Sharpton and the parents of Trayvon Martin. But since then, we haven't seen, at least from a national perspective, we haven't heard a lot about what they're doing. Were they at the meeting last night? Have you seen them at all? Can you kind of give us an update about that?
I don't think they were at the meeting because there was some discussion about rendering an apology. I heard it, one of the speakers, as I walked in, indicated that the family, I think he said, does not want an apology. But again, I cannot confirm that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
The parents were present during the national march that we had last week. They did come out and they led the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then also when there was a very large gathering, protest gathering, in front of the Ferguson Police Department, the parents did come forth and they stayed for a moment and then they departed.
I see. I need to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to ask you about the emotional temperature, if you could give me your opinion about what members of this community are saying, not just the black members, but also the white members, because as I'm sure you are well aware, the Department of Justice has decided to do a separate investigation into the Ferguson Police Department. This is outside of the Michael Brown shooting. Interested in hearing your thoughts about that. We'll be back in a moment. We are talking to Gerald Sanders, founder of On Us, an organization addressing inequities in the African-American community. She's in Ferguson, Missouri. We'll be back in a moment.
I may vary by location.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on this Wednesday, September 10th. We're talking about Ferguson, Missouri. We're giving you an update. My guest is Gerald Sanders. She is the founder and president of On Us, an organization addressing inequities in the African-American community. There was a protest today attempting to shut down I-70 by those who are in support of the Michael Brown case. Of course, you may remember it's been exactly a month and a day since the unarmed black teenager was shot and killed by a Ferguson police officer. Lines are still open for this truncated edition of the Daily Drum because of technical upgrades at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ms. Sanders, before the break, I was asking you to just think about the emotional temperature of Ferguson in the wake of the announcement that the U.S. Department of Justice is going to be investigating the Ferguson Police Department separate from the Michael Brown case. Your thoughts about that?
Well, my thoughts about that is that these investigations are pretty, I guess they're a routine approach to this type of problem. And we continue to get a result that we do not want, and that is our children lay dead in the streets throughout America. And so there are many of us, and there are many groups in the area that are targeting different aspects designed to improve processes, et cetera. My organization, for example, has undertaken a nationwide examination, and we've already begun to develop strategies and processes that are designed to get control of this unbridled power that police have that allows them to shoot our citizens down in the streets and then escape without impunity. And there are other groups in the area who are focusing on voter registration and some on developing citizen review board agreements that would, for example, govern the Ferguson board so that would supplant the agreement that city council has effectively developed without citizen involvement. But the temperature is very, very hot. We are constantly surveying the landscape both nationally and locally. And what we're finding is an unprecedented resolve on the part of citizens locally and nationally to stop this practice of killing our children throughout the streets of America.
Are you concerned that if a grand jury does not return an indictment of the officer who killed Michael Brown, are you concerned about the safety of the citizens in Ferguson, or do you believe that cooler heads will prevail?
I am concerned about the safety of the citizens from the perspective of a serious confrontation. I've witnessed young men tell police officers to their face, "I have weapons and I'm not afraid to use them." I've heard it through the crowd. I think that what has occurred is that African-American men who are watching this see that their lives are valued at zero, and they're adopting the position that I better get you before you get me, and that's a very dangerous place for our country to be. Mm-hmm. So it's time for the Department of Justice to intervene in a different and a new way, because their strategies, the investigations that they have on the ground, they will not produce the kind of new results that restrict the power that law enforcement now exhibits across this country.
Well, Gerald Sanders, who is the founder and president of On Us, if you're interested in finding out more about our organization, you can find it online at changeisonus.org. That is changeisonus.org. Gerald Sanders, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Be careful while you're in Ferguson. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
And thank you for having me. And we do provide a daily calendar of events out that occurring.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, that is the Daily Drum for this Wednesday, September 10th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher@whur.com, on Facebook at Harold T. Fisher, or Twitter at hfisherwhur. Coming up next, Jeff Brown in the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Good night.